could be days, if not weeks, before Australia finds out who'll govern the nation. The ABC's election computer has given the Coalition 65 seats to Labor's 67, 13 remain in doubt. The Australian Electoral Commission resumes counting tomorrow, and both major party leaders have opened talks with the independents who could hold the balance of power in the lower house. Malcolm Turnbull says he remains quietly confident of forming a majority government, but many in the Coalition say the best they can hope for is 76 lower house seats. The death toll from two bomb attacks in the Iraqi capital Baghdad has risen to 125. Officials say a truck packed with explosives was blown up outside a restaurant where families were celebrating Ramadan, shortly after a second explosion hit eastern Baghdad. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for those bombings. Officials in Bangladesh say the men who carried out the country's worst terror attack last week were known to police. 20 hostages, mostly foreigners, were killed when Islamist militants stormed a cafe in the capital Dhaka. Police then rescued 13 people after a 12-hour siege. The Bangladeshi government says the gunmen belonged to a local militant group and came from wealthy families. Now, excitement is building at NASA as a spacecraft nears the end of a five-year journey to Jupiter. Tomorrow night, the Juno probe will slow down so that it can be drawn into the orbit of the giant gas planet. The spacecraft will then circle Jupiter 37 times over the next 20 months, going closer than any spacecraft before.